The woman in black arrived here Tuesday night, and crowds immediately followed.
They were all just taking pictures, and they were just like, oh, there she is.
Police Captain Doug Watson says it was getting unsafe.
Not only did we have people pulling into the parking lots of a business that was closed in the area, we had people who were actually stopping in the middle of the roadway and creating a traffic hazard because they were trying to either film her or take a picture of her.
Why such interest? Mostly mystery and curiosity fueled by social media. The woman in black has journeyed from Georgia to Ohio. She wears dark robes, carries a walking stick, and avoids conversations about her mission. It's the talk of the town here in Winchester.
I think that's the big question, is they're trying to figure out why she's doing it. But it's obviously inspirational that she's, you know, dedicated herself to walk this far.
I think it's great. I think more power to her myself.
Regardless of the reason behind it?
Yeah. I'm glad she's got enough gumption to take that upon herself. She's making a statement.
Captain Watson talked with the mystery woman, who is Elizabeth Poles, about her following.
She initially said that it didn't bother her, but then she also said that she just wished people would mind their own business, and that was her exact words.
The woman in black has been set up with housing here, and the journey appears to have ended. That only added intrigue around the community.
Curious of why she would stop here as her final destination from wherever she started in Georgia.
Poles has lived in Winchester before, and police are trying to play down her return in hopes of getting back to normal.
There really is no mystery here. This is just a person who wants to be left alone, and we try to get this word out to everybody to honor her privacy.
In Winchester, Andrew Mollenbeck, WTOP News.